For over 30 years, the state of Florida has been the only place in the country that bans gay couples from adopting children. But that ban may soon be a thing of the past. This morning in Miami, a federal judge struck down the long-standing ban. Robert Rosenwald is the director of the LGBT Advocacy Project at the ACLU of Florida, and one of the attorneys working for the plaintiff in the case, Martin Gill. He says he's convinced now this ages-long law is going to fall.
With this court having heard the social science evidence, made such clear findings of fact and conclusions of law based on the scientific evidence and not based on stereotypes, that the appellate court, we're very optimistic, will agree, and then the law will be overturned. And what that will mean is that every potential parent, whether gay or straight, will go to the court and they will make their case for why they are the best parent for each individual kid and why they are the best match. And that's as it should be. Every social scientist, every person involved with child welfare agrees that an individual evaluation of the merits of each parent and the matching with each individual child is what needs to happen. And that is what this decision means will happen.
In her 53-page ruling, Circuit Judge Cindy Lederman said it's clear that sexual orientation is not a predictor of a person's ability to parent. Nancy Polakoff is a professor of law at American University's Washington College of Law and the author of the book Beyond Straight and Gay Marriage, Valuing All Families Under the Law. She's closely been following the gay adoption ban case in Florida and says that even though the state will appeal Judge Lederman's decision, she truly believes that her judgment will finally end the ban.
Because in this case, you really had the trial about the validity of the ban from the point of view of the well-being of children. And there were expert witnesses. You have to assume that the state put on the best, most qualified experts that it could find to support this ban on lesbian and gay adoption. And the two people they put forward were both completely discredited by the lawyers for Gill, the ACLU lawyers.
The case involves Frank Martin Gill, who along with his partner have been raising two brothers, now 4 and 8, for the last 4 years. Because he had fostered children in the past, the Department of Children and Families asked if Gill would take care of the boys. Gill paused initially because he was considering moving, but agreed to take them on a temporary basis. But in 2006, a judge terminated the parental rights of the biological parents as the boys ultimately bonded with their new family. Gays are allowed to be foster parents in Florida. According to the ACLU, a psychologist who evaluated the boys recommended that it would be in their best interest to be adopted by Gill. Nancy Polakoff said the state was badly served by one of its experts, George Reekers, a professor of child psychiatry at the University of South Carolina. She recites one particular argument he made in court against the validity of gay people adopting children.
Among other things, one of the experts said, well, gay people have a higher rate of suicide and depression, so that's a reason they shouldn't be able to adopt. And when he was forced to admit that there were many other groups who had high rates of suicide and depression, his response was to say, well, more groups of people should be prohibited from adopting. That is a completely unsupportable position to take when everybody knows that adoptions are done on a case-by-case basis. Every adoptive family is evaluated.
Earlier this year, a judge in Key West ruled the ban unconstitutional and granted an adoption by gay parents, but the state did not challenge that ruling. But they did in the Gill case. Attorney Robert Rosenwald from the ACLU said, essentially, the judge in the case believed the testimony provided by their expert witnesses over those offered by the state attorney general's office, saying it was a case of science over assumptions.
She made detailed findings for about 53 pages outlining how the evidence presented by our experts showed that children raised by gay and lesbian parents do just as well on every measure as those raised by straight parents. So the trial was much more exhaustive. It was the first time in Florida history that a judge has sat down and heard all of the social science evidence about gay parents and made a decision, a reasoned decision, based on the science rather than based on assumptions about gay people, which turned out after the science was reviewed to be invalid.